Hey, podcast listeners, before we get started, I just want to let you know that today's show is sponsored by, wouldn't you love it if your business name was right here? Well, now it can be. You know, every day the 8th & Walton Conference Call podcast is downloaded by suppliers and service providers and even our friends over at Walmart and Sam's Club. Want to get your brand in front of them? Write this number down, 479-715-6700. That's 479-715-6700. Give us a call and ask about sponsoring our little podcast. We'll have your brand messaging going to our audience worldwide in no time. All right, we got a great show today. Let's get it started.
Dialing 8th & Walton conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th & Walton. The 8th & Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Hey, welcome to our little show. This is the 8th & Walton Conference Call podcast. My name is Jared Davis. I absolutely love weeks like this. It's always a lot of fun to be able to get out of the 8th & Walton studios and do our podcast somewhere different and relaxing. And we're doing the show this week from an undisclosed location right off the Bentonville Square. Undisclosed because if I say their name, they have to pay me. But really, you know, getting away from your office to recharge and learn is part of what our podcast is about today. Coming up after the break, I'm going to be joined by three outstanding leaders, Chris Case, Blake Woolsey, and Catherine Temple. They've recently launched a new program for women in leadership titled She Leads. So we're going to be talking with them about She Leads and specifically about the She Leads leadership event, which is coming up in October. Now, if you go back out to our podcast description, I've got a link out there where you can get more details and register to attend the big October event. Plus, just because you heard about it on this podcast, if you use the registration link in our podcast description, you are going to get a $100 discount. We'll talk more about that after the break as well. Okay, we're not going to waste any more time. I'm going to grab another cup of coffee. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Chris and Blake and Catherine. Please stick around. This is the 8th & Walton Conference Call.
8th & Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
We are back on the 8th & Walton Conference Call. As I mentioned before the break, we are now joining Ms. Blake Woolsey, Chris Case, and Catherine Temple. Ladies, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, we're excited about visiting with you today.
Very excited to be here, Jared. Thank you.
So we're going to talk about She Leads and this great event that you have coming up in October. But just so our podcast listeners can put a name with a voice, I'd like to start with each of you telling us a little bit about your background and why you have such a passion for this. So, Chris, let's start with you.
Okay, well, my background has been all based on behavioral science, and I just really believe that behavioral science is the foundation of everything that we do. It's the foundation of how we lead, how we team build, how we build relationships. And so She Leads really brings every aspect of creating those relationships together, kind of and under one roof within 1 week.
All right, and Blake, tell us a little bit about your background.
So my background, I've been in public relations for about 20 years, but my emphasis has always been on the training and the facilitation and the executive coaching side and pursuing certifications in that way. And much like the behavioral science, I'm very up on the neuroscience of things and how do we change our behaviors? How do we change things that we do every single day to create a new habit? Because that's really what allows us to achieve new goals that are not just goals that are tangible, but also some of those intangible goals that we have with those soft skills that we have that we want to change and transform as leaders.
All right. And Catherine, how about you? Give us a little bit of your background, too.
So my background is in events. I've done corporate events for many years, over 10 years of doing that. Never had the experience to really curate an event. So it's been super exciting to be able to work with Chris and Blake in particular. Think of every stage of the experience that these ladies are going to have and really be thoughtful and intentional about every element of it. it's brought my experience in events to kind of a whole new level of really having such an added passion for what I'm doing.
And you've all come together to form She Leads. So for anyone not familiar, what is She Leads?
Well, She Leads is a leadership development experience tailored for women, created by women for women. So for more than 50 years combined, we've helped professionals from the C-suite all the way down to the field reach their goals and discover new and innovative ways of thinking. So She Leads is going to be a jam-packed conference. It's going to come together and bring women together to promote women in every aspect of their life.
We feel like there are a lot of times in which women sacrifice their time that they need to recharge. And so this was a way to say, let us feed your soul, let us feed your brain, and let you have a wonderful experience where you can go back into the office and think, okay, I'm not just refreshed, but I also have some things I know that I can then give to my team as well as give to myself and my professional environment.
So we were talking about this a little bit before. With so many leadership classes, courses, and conferences that are out there and available today, what really makes She Leads unique?
Well, I think what makes it so unique is that Blake and I have been working together for so many years, and we've experienced so many different situations and experiences coaching and training other women. And so there has not been one detail of this conference that has not been thoroughly thought out of how to benefit women. So it's women helping women.
I also feel like a lot of what we have that we're going to be sharing are things that we know are hot topics right now. I feel like when we were thinking about the curriculum, it was like, what are we hearing now, especially from our coaching with executives, where women are saying, this is something that we need. Can you help me with this? So we feel like it's really relevant.
I think something that makes She Leads really unique is that it's women across industries, different life stages, different career stages. We believe so much in the power of bringing women together, kind of getting them outside of their everyday dialogue and their everyday community, bringing them into a new community and really challenging each other, learning from each other at all different stages of life.
And I know you all have not only taught, but you've mentored many women in the industry now. When you look at the leadership events based on your own expertise and what you're hearing, where have these other events kind of missed it, and how are you filling in that gap with She Leads?
Well, I think these other conferences are great, and I think where they kind of miss the beat is they forget about it when it's done and it's over with. You know, a day everyone's pumped up, or a week, and it's great, but we want She Leads to live far beyond that. So we've actually thought this through about doing something beforehand, an assignment beforehand, but also having She Leads lead in their life with a lot of different avenues of communication from here and beyond.
So it's not going to just be imparting information. It's really going to ask each participant to be thinking about what their journey has been and where they are going, so that there are some very rich actions that they're going to want to be taking. In fact, if they want to work with an executive coach, they will have that opportunity after this conference so that they can continue to propel themselves forward, because we're hoping that we're going to have women who are just looking for ways in which they can grow. We are looking to have women who may be trying to transition in their career. Like, I've always been doing this, but I would really like to do something different, and I don't know what that is. We're hoping that we're going to be able to help them further themselves in their thinking, or even say women, and maybe it's because of me who's on the front side of being almost 50, I feel like I'm talking to a lot of women today who are saying, okay, I had a career, I've been staying at home with the kids are now almost out of the house, what am I going to do? How am I going to either serve my community, or how am I going to go back to work, and what does that look like for me? And we want to help them think through that journey for themselves.
I know you spent a lot of time preparing for this event, and as you counsel and mentor women in today's workplace, what are some of those universal obstacles that are still there, and how are you going to address them at the October event?
So I guess I would approach this from the idea of when you are the woman, and maybe the only woman, sitting at the boardroom table and having that conversation with a group of men. Really, I think a lot of women are like, how am I supposed to behave? Because the way a man responds is different than the way a woman responds. And how do I position myself and who I am to make sure that people know that I'm smart and that I'm strategic and that I can communicate effectively and in a way that everybody understands around the table, and that's the idea that we need to embark on, that people are willing and trusting to do that. So I think that's one of the things that will be concrete, is thinking about you as a person and how you position yourself, especially in those environments where you are maybe alone.
Well, I think another thing is one thing that we've experienced a lot over the years are women sometimes tend to be each other's worst enemies. And one of the things that we want to do is change that perception that women are some of the best influencers and leaders out there. So take that opportunity to really experience other women in your life.
Okay, so the She Leads event is happening October 8th through 11th. As a matter of fact, we've got a link to the information and registration page in our podcast description this week. First, tell us the good news about the location. And then what do the sessions cover over the 3 days? What do they look like?
So the location. So we are heading to Riviera Maya in Mexico. We are going to the El Dorado Royale. It was named 2017's best resort in Mexico.
Why are we doing the podcast here?
I know. I know. We can hardly wait to get back. The beautiful beaches of Riviera Maya, you know, we decided to hold it in destination because we want to be different than other conferences. We don't want to just be in another ballroom, 70-degree fluorescent lighting. We want to go somewhere that really inspires, recharges, kind of get us out of our day-to-day routine with the ability to just connect in community in that beautiful setting.
And one thing I want to talk about is, unlike other conferences, this is not just, you know, going into a big auditorium. You're really focusing on the intimacy of some of these breakout groups. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, we're going to do not only the breakout groups, but we've thought about really bringing the current events forward in a lot of what we talk about. So we thought about bringing roundtables. So there's going to be not one part of the day that's going to miss out on these experiences where women can talk to other women and get a lot of advice and experiences and grow from that.
So you'll have sessions that you're able to choose from where you're going to have a larger audience. But then to what Chris was talking about, we're going to have these small group discussions where it's almost just a round table. There's not a right or there's a wrong answer. It's just to say, this is a hot topic right now for us as women or as professionals. Can we have some discussion about how you are, say, managing work-life balance, if that we all know doesn't exist, but how do you live and breathe, balancing and spinning all of those plates in your life, just so that women have a chance to connect in a way that is a bit more intimate and can walk away with some really good action items like, I think I can try that. I think that might work for me.
So this week is going to be as busy as they want it to be and have the experiences that they want. It's completely customized for them.
So if you don't want to go to the group discussion, you can go walk down the beach.
Or sit at the bar.
That's right.
Well, that's my next question. So this seems like the perfect time of year for this because, you know, you want to get recharged before coming back and leading your team through the busy holiday season. Who do you recommend take a look and sign up for the She Leads event in October?
We truly believe it's for every woman and every age at every stage in their life. It's every woman, no matter what they're going through right now or transition that they're making or experience that they've had, will be able to benefit from this conference.
You know, I think when I think about who should be there, I don't know if it's a particular situation that a woman finds herself in, but I do believe it's that woman who is forever wanting to be a learner, a lifelong learner, and how do I continue to grow? And it's the woman who typically puts herself aside because she's so willing to invest in her team and in everybody else, and she feels like this is time for me to invest in myself and not to feel guilty about that because I too need to grow in a way that ultimately will then benefit those who are around me.
So Catherine, just for the 8th and Walton audience and our podcast listeners, you've got something very special, maybe a discount for people who are listening right now?
Yep, that's right, Jared. Thanks so much for putting the link up. We have extended a discount of $100 for anyone that listens to this podcast and accesses our website through your link. We really believe strongly in the messaging of She Leads and believe that your audience will gain so much insight from it and so many tools from it. So yeah, we want to make sure that we make it as accessible as possible and happy to extend this discount.
And then after the event in October, what comes next for She Leads?
Well, I believe the She Leads message will continue throughout additional conferences and communication avenues. It's not going to go away. It's going to be one of those conferences and networking events that's going to connect women from here and beyond.
I do know that we will continue to push information out, whether it's an article that comes out of HBR, whether it's a podcast, whether it's another virtual roundtable that we'll be hosting. We'll be able to take these women who have participated and even those who've said, I can't come because I have a conflict, but man, I want to know the next event because I really want to do something like this. It allows us to connect with them and pull them through to the next activity, as well as for them to think about how do I continue to live and breathe all of those great experiences that I had while I was at She Leads.
Well, again, we have a link in our podcast description to sign up for the October event. So, Catherine, Chris, Blake, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Please come back again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much, Jared.